Japan and South Korea are on alert over North Korea's launch today of a rocket. The Japanese government says it appears to have passed over its southern islands near Okinawa. North Korea said it was sending a satellite into space, but its neighbours are concerned the launch was a test run for a long-range, possibly nuclear missile. Joining us now from Tokyo is North Asia correspondent Mark Willacy. Mark, North Korea's last rocket launch failed. Any news on the success of this one?
Well, Eleanor, what we do know is it's gone a very long way further than the April launch, which splashed down after just 120 kilometres. The information I've just been handed to me says that the first stage of the rocket splashed down in the Yellow Sea as planned. The second stage of the rocket splashed down in the East China Sea as planned. And the third and final stage of the rocket did splash down in the Pacific east of the Philippines. Although I have to say there have been a couple of reports suggesting that maybe the entire rocket did come down off the Philippines, but that has not been confirmed. So the rocket could still be flying. So either way, it's a long way further than the April launch, and you'd have to say it's much more successful.
So if this is a successful launch, how dangerous could this be for the region?
I think it's very dangerous for the region, and I do believe that we will now see a lot of pressure on China to enforce tougher sanctions on North Korea. We've already seen the United States, Japan and South Korea say this is not a rocket launch designed to put a satellite into space, as Pyongyang claims. Rather, it is a ballistic missile test. It is aimed at designing a ballistic missile that one day could reach the west coast of the United States and that potentially one day could carry a nuclear warhead. So from that perspective, expect the Americans to start lobbying very hard for tougher sanctions, but for those sanctions to go through, that will need the Chinese on board.
Has there been any reaction yet from the Chinese?
None yet, but we do know in the days and weeks leading up to this rocket launch that the Chinese have been putting a lot of pressure on their big ally over the border, North Korea, to not basically launch this rocket, just to desist and to, you know, put things on hold to cool the peninsula down. Now, the Chinese have signalled in a rather oblique way that maybe they would support tougher sanctions against North Korea if this did go ahead, because we have seen in the past that after these rocket launches, North Korea, rather than cool things down, has ramped things up. And there have been nuclear tests, underground nuclear tests, following these rocket launches. So that is obviously the concern next, that if North Korea sticks to history, we could see a potential or a possible underground nuclear test.
Very worrying development. South Asia correspondent Mark Willacy there joining us from Tokyo.